Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
From the WEEI studios, 93.7 WEEI FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station.
If and when Porzingis gets hurt, they're still good enough to win.
I so don't feel that way.
If anybody wants to ask, I haven't gotten an update on Porzingis yet, so we can save the time.
Porzingis leaves takes it to the basket.
I don't think Al Horford is going to be able to sustain that. Like, he doesn't look like somebody that I want to depend on in the playoffs.
You're not depending on him. He didn't look that way
in the playoffs last year either. You are if Kristaps Porzingis is out there.
No, you're not. You still have Tatum and Brown.
Something bad happened.
That is not good.
You don't think it's a problem not to have a big out there?
I think Horford is fine, is what I'm telling you. And he's probably better there than off the bench because he's probably grousing about coming off the bench.
Wild take.
Okay. Wow. Talk about a take ahead of its time coming home to roost.
Oh, yeah. Nobody saw this coming.
When was that from, Ryan?
Mid-November.
Okay, I was going to say.
November 16th, I think.
I feel like that was right around like the opener. Are they good enough to win without Kristaps Porzingis?
This was after they had just knocked off Philadelphia. That was the premise, that they were able to do it without Kristaps Porzingis.
Well, they pretty much won every game they played without Porzingis this year. So, you know my stance. You just heard it. I've had it for months and months and months. They can win without Kristaps Porzingis. Didn't know we had that off the top. Enjoyed hearing it back. But that's our big question of the day. Up now, at Jones and Mego, following the Celtics' 102-88 victory over the Miami Heat, who really are pathetic. I'm not giving Ryan full credit for this take. He's already, like, celebrating back there. They don't have Jimmy Butler. So, like, they're a completely different team. But, like, my God, that team. How many open threes did they miss last night? I'd love to give the Celtics credit for their defense. They didn't play any defense. The Heat just missed all the shots they made in Game 2. That wasn't a defensive performance from the Celtics, who, in fairness, are destroying this crappy Heat team. But they're on the brink. It should end tomorrow in Game 5 at the Garden. Are we going to be out and about for that? Have we gotten final word on that?
We haven't. We can check in with Ken, though, at break.
We're supposed to be out and about for that tomorrow.
3 o'clock. I heard we'll find out by 3 o'clock.
Okay. We'll let you know when we know. But we're supposed to be out and about for that. I don't think Porzingis is playing in that one. So our big question of the day, along with all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. Can the Celtics win a championship without Kristaps Porzingis? You heard my stance in November. Mine hasn't changed. You heard Mego's there back in November. Mego, has your stance changed? Are they good enough to win a championship without Porzingis?
I'm really sorry to say no. No, I really don't think they are. And I'll say it because of this. Like, I think that they should get through the East. And they should absolutely be back in the finals, even if Porzingis can't come back. Denver is just such a huge challenge for you, even without Porzingis. And I know that you're going to hold up the regular season record of they've gone, 21-4 without Porzingis on the floor, so they should just be fine. But if we're going to throw back the regular season in everybody's face, well, they've lost to Denver twice this season. Denver is such a big challenge, even when Porzingis is available. And honestly, I'm also a little concerned, even if it's not Denver. if Denver is taken down by Minnesota, I think Minnesota is a scary team defensively with Rudy Gobert and Carl Anthony Towns. And then you have Anthony Edwards playing out of his freaking mind. Like, I just think that when you see a team like that, what you lose in Porzingis, what he's able to do just in terms of spacing the floor is pretty irreplaceable with your current roster. And so, yeah, you absolutely should get back to the finals, but I am like fingers crossed, toes
so
crossed.
I don't get this.
Don't look up the toes on the internet because they're really ugly, but they're long enough to cross. Like, you should really, really be careful with whatever's happening with Porzingis so he's available for the finals.
Okay, well, yeah. I mean, don't rush him back, obviously, but if he can't go, he can't go. And if he's not the same player, he's not the same player. But I don't get it. They're good enough to make the finals, but not good enough to win it?
Yeah, because I think those teams in the West are so much better than everybody else in the East. They're the only ones who are really on your level. Like, I look at it, honestly, if you're looking at who these NBA teams are taking into account all of the injuries right now at this point in the playoffs, it really is Celtics, Denver at the top in a tier of their own. And that's mostly because of Jokic over on Denver and just how hard he is to match up against and how he'll grind you down if you get through a 7-game series. And then after that, I have Minnesota and maybe OKC a little bit on a tier below. And then honestly, on the next tier is the rest of the East with whoever else is left in the West. Like, those are the only teams that scare me. Nobody in the East.
Arkham, we haven't heard from you off the top or so far today. Are they good
enough
to win?
Yeah, where was I in that clip?
Yeah, where were you?
Ryan edited me out, I guess.
Well, he was getting a swirly from Drake May in the bathroom. Could be, yeah.
You were probably down the hall and afraid
free
to weigh
napkins
in.
Down the hallway.
Maybe you contradicted yourself. You agreed and then disagreed with yourself within 30 seconds.
That's
and Ryan
never,
didn't find
ever
it usable.
Happened before, I don't yeah. think. For me, I'd say no. I don't think so. And it's because of the way the rest of the team's playing. I think Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown so far have been kind of in quicksand this series. And they may wake up and they may start playing better. And if that happens, great. They have enough talent to win the championship, if that's what you're asking, Jones. But are they going to do it without Porzingis? No, I don't think so. I think that if these guys are sort of sleepwalking through these early rounds, I agree with Mego. I don't think that the Knicks or the Pacers, it's probably going to be, or whoever comes out of the Orlando-Cleveland series, I don't think any of them can compete with the Celtics. But I do think that a series with Jokic without Porzingis, a series against the bigs over in Minnesota without Porzingis, that's a real tall task. And I don't think that the rest of the team's playing well enough to withstand that. By the way, they never beat the Nuggets this year. Mm-hmm. Nuggets beat them twice, the only team they have a losing record against. So I don't think it's some guarantee.
Did
you say that? My bad. I don't think it's some guarantee.
By the way, Mego, they lost both games.
Right.
What?
It's not a guarantee that you can beat that team. You haven't done it yet. So I don't think that there's any reason to think that's a given. So I say no.
21-4 this year without Porzingis. It's a better win percentage than they had with him. Okay? So they won 11 out of 12 without Porzingis. They just won a playoff game last night.
They never beat the Nuggets either.
Without Porzingis. I have heard once or twice they didn't beat the Nuggets this year. They're good enough to win without him.
I hope you're right for the record.
Okay, well, and saying anything different just lets them off the hook, meaning Tatum and Brown. It lets those two off the hook. Like, Porzingis is the difference between a championship and no championship?
Yes. I've been saying it since November.
Okay, so they couldn't have won last year?
No.
They couldn't have won 2 years ago against Golden State when they were up in the NBA Finals. They didn't have Porzingis then.
No, because of the way their stars played
also,
and the way they're playing right now.
Okay.
Also the way
but
that
then it's about their
about
stars.
It.
It's not about Porzingis.
It is.
It's also matchup-based. Like, to me, okay, like, I'm going to be totally honest, as Arkan just said and as I said before that, it's not even so much about, like, Jason and Jaylen. It's about who's on the other side in Jokic and how you match up with them and what you do against that defense with Kat and Rudy Gobert. Like, it's a matchup-based thing. To me, that's really different than saying, okay, well, Porzingis would have taken down the Warriors. That's a different matchup.
Okay. They were good enough to win the last 2 years, maybe the last 3 years without Porzingis. Now they're not good enough to win without Porzingis? That's
silly. I don't think they were good enough to win the last 2 years. That's why they didn't, Jones. I mean,
okay.
Come on.
Arkham, they were up 2-1 and then up in game 4 against Golden State. I know they didn't win. Duh. They weren't good enough to win the title
Jason
2 years
Tatum
ago against
was good
Golden
enough
State?
To win in that,
you
in
talk
that
about,
series?
You talk
he had a terrible
like
series.
Were,
he had
like
a terrible series. He wasn't good enough. He wasn't
like
good enough to win.
They were up 2-1 and leading in the fourth quarter of game 4. That they did let it slip away. What are you talking about?
You talk about it like it's like a 3-1 thing that they let go. Like it was so close.
They were
for
on
them.
Their way at home to going up 3-1 against Golden State.
Yeah,
yes.
And then Steph Curry turned into what Steph Curry
okay.
does.
But more importantly, they weren't good enough.
Arkan, I agree. Tatum had a terrible series, but they lost because of Tatum. It has nothing to do with Porzingis. So if they don't get there and they don't win, it will be about Tatum and Brown. Agree. It's not about Porzingis. It's independent of Porzingis. They're good enough to win without him. And if they don't, it's not about him. It was never about Porzingis. It's about those two. That I agree with. Let me ask it another way. Denver loses Aaron Gordon. Can they win a championship?
That's stupid.
Why?
Because Aaron Gordon isn't the only big that they have on the floor.
I might say no to that.
Denver loses Michael Porter. Are they good enough to win?
I don't know.
Yes.
Okay, just answer it.
But
yes
not
or no.
Gordon.
Okay.
Yes, Porter, not Gordon.
They're good enough to win without either of those two. That team is good enough to win without their number three. This team is good enough to win without their three or four. By the way, Derek White was awesome last night. Like Minnesota, if Gobert goes down, can they win?
Again, that's another team with a better big on the roster.
They can't win even with him healthy.
Porzingis is the best big on the roster. That's the issue with these teams that you're comparing him to.
It's their number three or four.
If you're going to make this comparison, then you sit there and you say, can the Celtics win without Al Horford?
Yeah.
And you go, yeah, probably. I guess so. It's going to be tough for them because that's their second big. Kristaps Porzingis also fulfills a different role for this team than those guys do on their team.
I can't come up with a perfect analogy for Kristaps Porzingis on other teams.
The ones that you're picking up are just teams that happen to have a second big, and you're discounting the second big. You're not talking about the equivalent
of Porzingis.
The
Celtics have a second big.
The Celtics have a
and
difference.
And Horford, they're good enough to win with Horford.
Makeup. They have two wings.
Okay, they're good enough to win
those
with Horford.
Those are their top players.
They're not good enough to win without Porzingis.
No,
so if we get
not
an
in the finals.
If we get an update, shut it down, they're done?
I mean, look, I'm telling you, I'm hoping that you're right. I don't think you are.
Okay. Here's what we know about Kristaps Porzingis. I told you this in October. I still feel the same way. No, I don't think, I'm not going to give him the out that if Porzingis gets hurt, that's their excuse to not win the title. Celtics center Kristaps Porzingis will undergo imaging on Tuesday. That's today. But early indications are he hasn't sustained an Achilles injury, according to Woj. I believe that, by the way. They would know by now. If he had a torn Achilles, they would have known on the court last night. Never mind by now today. So I agree with that. Washburn tweeted about him in a walking boot. I also saw a bunch of photos, images of him in a walking boot leaving the arena last night.
Gamesmanship.
You think that's gamesmanship?
Absolute gamesmanship.
What do we make of this? Porzingis also tweeted out, good W tonight. D. White is special. Thanks for all the support. Will, W-I-L-L, not wheel, will be good with a flexing emoji. Is
it
what
means
he put up.
That he didn't sustain any finger injuries because he tweeted that out or so, he told someone to do it.
So if I had to guess, he's playing again in the postseason, assuming the Celtics can advance without him, and they will. I know you guys are afraid of his absence. I'm not. And so
I didn't say he couldn't advance without him.
I think he's going to play again. And I don't think this is like some season ender for Kristaps Porzingis. Doesn't feel that way, but it could be a while. You know, Giannis had some kind of Achilles injury. Arkan, I know you think it might be something different. And he isn't back, and it could take weeks for Porzingis to return. So how will he look when he comes back? Will he still be managing something? Could he have another setback and another injury? Sure. All those things are possible, and I think they're good enough to win without him. But you don't buy that it's an Achilles injury, Arkan.
Well, not necessarily.
Or a calf injury.
I think that's what maybe happened after the first thing. So if you watch the game, you saw right before he left the court, the possession before that, Derek White missed a shot. He went in to get a rebound, and he turned his ankle, and he was limping around. And that was like 30 seconds between then and when they went back down the other way, and he was clearly favoring the ankle. And I was a little surprised. I think Tomasi tweeted about this too. Why did he stay in the game? Why not call a timeout there? You got the ball back. Like, why not get your hobbled center off the court, which I didn't love. But I do. It's not that I don't think there was a calf injury or a potential Achilles. They said it was a calf strain. It just seemed like that was maybe not the initial injury, but something that happened because he was favoring his other leg.
So to me, that would be worse. And you just said it. It's like, oh, good. Now he's got an ankle injury and
right.
a calf injury.
Yeah.
Great. So he's made of glass. And this is why I got in front of this take, because I didn't expect him to survive a playoff run. And he made it four games. Four postseason games against another physical team in Miami, and he's down. You better hope they can win without him.
Not all four.
Because I don't, well, it's true. Yeah. Not even a full four.
don't give him that.
He's like Garoppolo. When you say he made it through two games, not true. Game and a half. Like 3 1/4 is what he made it through last night. So you better hope they can win without him, because I don't think he's going to be here for this full run. 617-779-7937. These two are afraid without Porzingis. I've been saying a while they can win.
You're a fool if you're not afraid of Denver.
I'm not afraid of Denver anyway.
You're
never
a
mind.
Fool.
Never mind without Porzingis.
You're a foolish fool.
I mean, they had trouble with the Lakers, and I know you hate the Lakers.
Mm-hmm. I don't hate
the Celtics.
Lakers.
Had trouble with the Heat, Jones. They don't have LeBron James or Anthony Davis.
I mean, yes. they blown them
they
out.
They lost the same amount of games.
Okay.
As the Nuggets
okay,
lost to
the
Lakers.
Lakers lost two games at the buzzer, Arkan. That's not different than smoking them by 20 points.
Not
oh,
really.
I'm sorry. I didn't know LeBron James played for the Heat now okay. or the equivalent.
You're talking about a team of best players, Tyler Hero.
We're talking about the Heat's bench right now.
I respect the Lakers.
Bam Adebayo is keeping them in.
I respect the Lakers.
Alive.
You're the one who mocks the Lakers, not me.
When have I mocked the Lakers?
All last postseason run.
I mocked you for being like Anthony Davis and LeBron James are the best duo in the whole NBA.
It's a good duo.
The Suns should be. You should be scared of the Suns.
Well, let me say this. The Lakers do have that in-season tournament banner that they can look at, so that's good. They have that to feel good about.
That is true. Yeah. Pacers, nice. Pacers were the runners-up. They're about to run the Bucks out of the building. So I put some stock in that. I do. Meanwhile, other people are shaking in their boots as well, just like these two fraidy cats. Let me hear Stephen A.
I'm wearing Vans.
Stephen A. this morning on First Take. Let me hear that.
Boston is in a world of trouble. There's no way you're giving them a chance to beat a team like Denver or even a Minnesota without a Kristaps Porzingis. You need him in the lineup. 7'3", can shoot, clearly can block shots. Helps Al Horford. You can't put that kind of load on Al Horford, who's obviously a very viable piece, but you can't put that kind of load on him and expect him to be able to deliver the goods for this team this year against those horses in the Western Conference and against a tough New York Knicks team, as well as physical as they're going to be willing to play. So I would say this is everything. Porzingis better be healthy enough for the next round or the round thereafter, because if not, it's a wrap.
Okay. What were you just pushing back on there, Ryan, when you said stop it? The Knicks part specifically?
The Knicks are so scary.
It's like, guys, Al Horford, they've been to the finals with Al Horford before. I think they can get back and they can win with this team.
I would not worry about that.
Okay, but they're so much better around than they were a couple of years ago. And they were good enough to win 2 years ago. They were talented enough to win last year.
They got Porzingis.
Okay, but like, but I'm saying with Drew Holiday and more Derek White and subtract Marcus Smart, they're in a way better spot.
Derek White is a lot better.
Thank you.
I'll definitely give you that.
Okay. So
I'm not saying that
they don't have the horses. That's what Stephen A. just said. They don't have the horses. Of course they do.
They do have the horses. And I think he's just talking about like the horses, like specifically.
He said they don't have the horses to beat the Knicks.
Jokic horses, like those are serious horses over there. He's got to get back there. He's got to miss championship parades to go to them. So I just think that people have a tendency to underrate what the teams in the Western Conference are doing. Yeah, exactly. And just wait. And so I would, if Porzingis, I've said this before. I said this a couple weeks ago and you guys were like, oh my God. Okay, so if Porzingis is healthy, I think the Celtics are the favorite to win. But
they are the favorite to win. Yeah.
I'm saying, like, in my heart, I think that they will win. But I look at it and I go, even if Porzingis is healthy, I still think if you see Denver, you're going 6 or 7 games with Denver. And so without Porzingis, I can't in good faith sit here and go like, oh, yeah, who's afraid of them?
So this is
Jokic, Murray, whatever. There's nothing special over there. Like, come on. Look what they're doing against. This is mostly a Heat bench.
Yeah.
And it's like they lost a game to them.
Yeah, I just think more highly of the Celtics than you do, apparently. And so when it comes to this team, do you even think they fully healthy Porzingis? He comes back, he misses the rest of the series or the next matchup against Cleveland and Orlando. Even fully healthy, do you believe they can beat Denver? You said you think they're going 6 or 7 games with Porzingis.
Yes, I said this 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
I said that I think they'll win.
So,
but
you,
Porzingis
so you finally
needs
changed
to be,
your stance on this?
2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Yeah. I think Porzingis needs to be healthy, though.
Okay.
Like, that's the difference, is I think that they need their starting five to be healthy. That's the strength of this team.
But until 2 weeks ago, you were skeptical they could even win with Porzingis.
I was, yeah. Just because I haven't seen it yet.
I don't know
why that's so crazy.
I still am skeptical of that, if Porzingis was still healthy. I think that's, you know, just looking at what Minnesota and Denver did in the first round, I think that in Minnesota's case especially, they're really pumped up about this. And they have the type of team, which Scal said, is the exact type of team that the Celtics have trouble with. A big rim defender right there in the middle, guys who can score from the wing, guys who can defend on the wing. Like, they have all those tools and all those things that I think would give the Celtics a tough series. And it's not necessarily do I think the Celtics have no chance against them. They have a chance against anybody. But I think those teams have a chance against the Celtics more so than any other team in the East. Like, much more.
If the Celtics lose to Denver, it won't be about Porzingis. For me, maybe I'll see it and I'll be shocked, but not sitting here today, I don't forecast it that way. Maybe Tatum has an awful series. They would lose because of that. Maybe Jaylen Brown is invisible like he was for most of last night. They can lose because of that. Porzingis, you're number three? Like, how many times are we looking at a team's number three and blaming them for losing a series?
But here's the thing that you're missing on that when you say
number
three.
He might be their four, by the
way. The level of talent, Jones, is that the top two are wings. Like, I've been saying this since November. I really feel like there are guys that are maybe overall more talented as basketball players than Porzingis. But Porzingis, there's not a redundancy out there. What are you going to do? You're going to throw Luke Kornet or Tillman out there and hope that they can survive past, minutes?
No, you're going to play Horford.
Horford's 37 years old. He's broken down in the last two
Horford
playoff
runs. Horford and Kornet is going to be his backup, and you're going to have a lot of Kornet then, I guess.
That's what I'm saying. You're going to hope that Kornet's going to be able to survive past 6 minutes? Like, you really want to see Kornet in the Eastern Conference Finals?
No, I don't really want to see Kornet, and I wish they did more at the deadline. Maybe Tillman will play more. But the real answer is Horford's going to play those big minutes, and that's fine. Here's
Scal.
It's
not fun when you need him in the finals.
Here's Scal after the game. Let's hear how he felt about it.
Obviously, for us to win a championship, I always feel like we have to have all hands on deck. But I do, if you just look at the Eastern Conference and the way it stands right now, we could carry an injury, and we can probably carry a Porzingis injury if we had to with a Luke Kornet or a Xavier Tillman.
Yeah, but and when you say carry it, you're talking through the Eastern Conference, or I mean, cause okay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't just watching Denver right now. Like, that's going to be an all-out war. We need all hands on deck to beat that team.
Okay, so he agrees with you guys. Afraid? Okay, they can't win if Porzingis is shut down. No hope for the Celtics. No reason in watching. They can't win without Kristaps Porzingis.
You just said a minute ago that we never blame the third guy. Didn't we blame Marcus Smart all the time for missing all those shots and all those things and being the third guy? And isn't the whole point of getting Kristaps Porzingis to improve who the third guy is?
So, yes.
And make that and take some of the pressure off Brown and Tatum, who have shown they don't handle it that well.
But did they lose
in the playoffs?
Did they lose in the finals because of Marcus Smart?
No. I think that was part of it, sure.
It was Tatum. And so
Tatum had a bad series, yeah.
So Tatum is why they lost. Smart got in the way, and Smart complicated things. Smart isn't why they lost. How am I mousetrapped? I never said Smart is the reason they lost. I said subtracting Smart helps.
Said Smart has been holding back Jason and Jaylen.
Yeah, but why? Yeah, but Tatum's the one who had the awful series.
Tatum did have an awful series.
I've always blamed Tatum for that.
But Smart also wasn't good enough.
The good news is that Tatum has totally solved any clutch issues he has.
That's true.
Okay. But Porzingis doesn't help any of that. Exactly. It's going to be about Tatum. That's my stance.
Porzingis is one of your best shooters on the team.
Okay, but it's going to be about
Tatum.
He's
a better shooter field goal-wise than Jason Tatum
Just like it was with Marcus Smart, and just like it will be with Porzingis now, it's about Tatum. If Tatum doesn't rise up and Brown doesn't rise up, they're not going to win. That's independent of Porzingis or Derek White or Drew Holiday or Marcus Smart or anyone else. Now I sound like what?
A Creed song.
Well, you sound like you're terrified of this postseason run. I don't get it.
I'm terrified of Jokic and Murray, and anyone who's not is just like crazy.
I think she's just afraid to commit to the Celtics.
Maybe.
I've
been picking the field the whole time, so this isn't new for me. Like, I've said field this entire time.
And
I don't. You're right, Coach Prime. But also, like, Brad Stevens just won Executive of the Year this year, and he didn't win it because he stuck with Marcus Smart and Robert Williams and thought Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum were good enough to win a championship. Mm-hmm. He upgraded the roster and extended those guys because he knows they aren't, and he knows that they needed help, and that's what he brought those guys in for, and that's why he won that award. So I don't see why you're, like, just dismissing these two very important pieces that were brought in this year to push them over the top.
Yeah, okay, and why aren't you talking about the G. Willikers Award?
They still have so much more help. Like, even without Porzingis, they still have so much more help than they had a year ago.
I haven't loved Drew Holiday this series. I haven't loved the way he's played.
I mean, look, he hasn't been great in this series. But
I haven't really loved Tatum and Brown either in this series.
No, they've been bad.
Yeah.
And if they don't go far,
I'm not picking them to win the whole thing.
That's going to be the reason. But it's independent of Porzingis. But you guys can vote. Can the Celtics win a championship without Kristaps Porzingis? As a wise man once said, do you believe? You can vote. At Jones and Mego, you can dial us up, 617-779-7937. These two say no chance, pack it in. They cannot win without Porzingis. I say yes, and I've been saying that for, 6 months. Arcan, with all the latest in trending, we will be talking to Rob Bradford at 4:30. We're going to talk to Thor Nystrom. Very, very, if you think these two are negative, very negative grade for the Patriots and their draft. We'll talk to him at 3:30. It's also a 2 for Tuesday here on WEEI, which means we have two tickets to give away to the Red Sox and the Giants on Thursday. You want to win those? Make sure you're listening less than 10 minutes from now at 2:30. All that right after Trending with Arkin.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Remember, you can listen to WEEI on your smart speaker.
Just say, play 93.7 WEEI.
Now, more of Jones and Mego on WEEI.
Tatum, keeping the dribble. Now gives it up. Gets it back.
Oh, hey, you can't do that. You cannot do that. This is all nonsense going on right here.
Tatum decided to shoot the ball, and Bam Adebayo decided to contest the shot all after the foul was called.
This is nonsense.
This could be real trouble.
You're not going to let the guy just get a warm-up shot to get ready for the next one. I don't think there's anything there.
Man, that's bad, man.
Look at right that there. Right there. Yeah. That is messed up.
To me, Jason Tatum doesn't need to be shooting that. To me, that's on Jason Tatum.
Tatum's just shooting it. Man, that's weak. That is weak.
You don't want this? Then don't shoot the ball.
People are sick of Heat culture. Very angry about Bam last night. And even angrier about Stan Van Gundy's commentary. We can get into it here on Jones and Mego with Arkan. We'll get to your phone calls. Are the Celtics good enough to win without Kristaps Porzingis? I know they're not good enough to win without Tatum. So that would have been a big loss last night. I'll admit that one. But it is a 2 for Tuesday here on WEEI.
What is it?
It's a 2 for Tuesday. 2 for Tuesday.
Let's roll.
Right now, be caller number 9 to the contest line. 617-931-0937. You get 2 tickets to see the Red Sox take on the Giants on Thursday at Fenway Park. Again, caller 9 right now to the contest line, 617-931-0937. 2 tickets, Red Sox Giants, Thursday at Fenway Park, all part of a 2 for Tuesday. Here on WEEI, we have another pair to give away at 3:30. We've been giving tickets away all day long here on a 2 for Tuesday, starting with the Greg Hill Show, all the way through Gresham Fourier, or Fourier and Hart, as it were today. And again, a second pair we'll be giving away at 3:30. Before we get to the Tatum incident with Bam Adebayo last night and the Stan Van Gundy commentary, you can vote at Jones and Mego on our big question of the day. Can the Celtics win the title without Porzingis? Yes or no, Mego, one more time?
No. I have to choose one today, I'm saying no.
Arkan?
Nope.
I say yes. 54% agree with yours truly. 54% good. Say the Celtics can win. 46% say no, so it is pretty close.
Fans should feel that way.
And it's a healthy dose of voting out there. It's a good, sizable number, pretty close to 50-50, but slightly to the advantage of, yes, they can win without him. And again, I would just say if we're talking about any other team down their third guy, I would say, yeah, the Nuggets are good enough to win without Michael Porter or Aaron Gordon or, you know, a lot of top flight teams.
Yeah, because they have a giant guy above those
guys. Okay, but I'm just saying, they have two players, and it's mostly about the star talent on the team, not the secondary talent. It's mostly about the star talent.
If Tatum was built like Jokic, I might feel a little different.
I consider Porzingis part of the star talent on the Celtics.
So I'm not even totally sold he's their number three, but I'll grant you that he's their number three, just for the sake of not getting bogged down in the argument, although their third best player was Derek White.
Oh, no, let's not get bogged down in an argument.
Okay, but I'm just saying, I'm giving you guys that he's the third best player, even though I question it.
Thank you.
Although you're making me not want to give you that.
But I'll give it to you that he's the third player on the team. I don't typically look at the third guy on a team and go, that's the reason they won't win.
I look at, like, the seventh guy on the
team.
No,
I know
so
you
we're
do.
Just, like, coming but from
until,
different perspectives.
Until 2 weeks ago, Mego, you're basically where he is, which you didn't even think they could win even when fully healthy.
Yeah, I was scared to say it. I was, like, scared to believe. And I do believe with Porzingis that they will.
I don't get why you switched.
I just think it's going to be tight.
I don't get why you switched.
Because just as we get closer, I'm like, okay, this team is pretty good during
wrong?
The playoffs. No, I'm afraid of jinxing them. I have a lot of power. Like, I hold a lot of power in the universe. You know, sometimes Mercury goes into retrograde and all these other things I don't understand. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be held accountable.
Okay. I'm not afraid of any of that. They were 21-4 without him. They just won a playoff game without him last night. But, okay, they can't go on a deep run without him. They can't possibly win
stiff
without him. I'm just saying, they win over 80% of their games without him, but they can't win a title without him?
How'd they do against the Nuggets this year?
They lost those two games.
Okay.
Maybe
they split with Minnesota, barely beat them.
Maybe Porzingis didn't help.
Barely beat them in overtime.
6-1-7. Maybe the absence of Porzingis will help them against Denver.
They should trade him for Robert Williams.
That's just me.
We'll get to all your feedback. 617-779-7937. What'd you think of that whole dust-up that we just played for you last night? Tatum taking a shot after the whistle, landing on Bam's ankle. Bam ended up getting a flagrant foul. Van Gundy was very critical. Scal lost his mind. What do you think?
I didn't think what Bam did was dirty. I just thought it was dumb. Like, I just thought, first of all, like, whatever. Jacking up a practice shot is not so out of the norm. What Bam did is basically what Joe Mazzulla did most of the season and encouraged his staff and roster to do. For most of the season.
Thank you.
If not going back to last season. So if you want to be a crybaby about it, you can be a crybaby about it. I didn't think it was dirty. I just thought it was stupid. And I think people are overly sensitive because this is the second time in this series when Tatum has been on the receiving end of one of these dumb plays from a Heat player.
Code red.
Like, it's from Caleb Martin in the first game at the very end. Now it's this. It's just these kind of, like, dumb one-offs. And, of course, you're thinking about the Porzingis injury. You don't want to see Tatum get hurt. I get it. I get the emotional side of it. I don't think Bam was trying to be dirty. I think he's just dumb there.
Yeah, and so, look, I wasn't listening to Scal last night. I was on TNT, and I don't really know why. That wasn't, like, a conscious choice. I ended up watching on TNT last night. So I heard that Van Gundy commentary live, and I saw people losing their mind. On social media.
I saw that, and then I went back and watched that. I had the DVR going on TNT, which I didn't realize.
Was Scal calling for another code red? Was it another code red or not?
Yeah, he was. I mean, he was. He didn't say that, but it was definitely treated differently than it was on the TNT.
Got
it, for sure.
So I'm happy you just said what you said, Mego, that it's the same thing Mazzulla did. Except Mazzulla's a coach, and he's not even a player, and he's out there doing the same exact thing.
And he's
it wasn't the same exact thing.
It is the same exact thing.
He didn't land in the landing space, and that's what the flagrant foul is.
He's trying to block someone's shot. In between the whistle, it's the same thing as Bam, except one guy's a player and the other is in street clothes coaching the game.
And one committed a flagrant foul and the other didn't, Jones.
Okay.
That's a big difference.
Well, Mazzulla's lucky he didn't get his feet under the other guy. If one guy's going to be doing
it. Right, but that's the whole difference,
okay,
the whole point.
Are you really defending Mazzulla running around trying to swap people?
No, I thought he looked like a jackass
who
too,
should
but
be
he
doing
didn't commit
it?
A flagrant foul.
Okay, who should be doing it if anybody's going to do it?
Neither one of them should be doing it if they're going to be landing in the landing space of the shooter.
Okay, fine. But I don't want to hear from Celtics fans like, oh, look at Mazzulla. He's out there and he's horsing around. And then they get mad at Bam. That's inconsistent.
I thought Mazzulla looked like a doofus. So, I mean, I'm being
consistent.
So
that's consistent. Then,
yes.
That's fine. But, like, I'm with Mego. I don't think Bam meant to get his foot under the ankle of Jason Tatum.
He got in the landing space and it was on a dead ball foul. So it was stupid.
Maybe
it was
he did.
Stupid.
Look, I don't totally rule it out. The Heat are borderline dirty. Heat culture, everything else.
I think that's dirty when it happens in a game. So I definitely think it's dirty when it happens after the whistle.
I'm just telling you, Bam has 1,000 times more right to do what he did last night than Joe Mazzulla flying around trying to block shots. That's all I'm saying.
Agreed. That's fine. But I still think it was a dirty play by Adebayo. I mean, I don't see
you
how
you do
don't.
Think it was dirty.
Yes, definitely.
You thought there was intent to be in the landing space and get in his face?
To get in the landing, so that's where
they're
he landed, isn't it?
I mean, buddies.
But you think he, like, intended to do that to, like, step up to Tatum?
I can't tell you exactly what went through his mind. I can tell you that he landed where the landing space was. Yes.
It was a dirty play.
When that happens in-game, I think it's dirty. If it happens after the whistle, I think it's dirty.
We're talking about, like, what his intent is.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
I didn't think it was.
Look, they're buddies. But look, Manu Ginobili used to do this crap all the time. Horford did it in the finals against the Warriors a couple of years ago, and it was dirty. And so I don't rule out that it can be dirty. That was borderline last night by Bam. I think because they're tight, I doubt he did that. But maybe I'm giving him too much of the benefit of the doubt. What do you guys think? 617-779-7937. Separately, Arcan, because of that play last night, you're just done with Miami? You just want to get out of this series?
Yes. Just finish them off, please. Don't give them any sort of breathing room. Don't let them get, you know, hitting shots and feeling confident and Spoelstra making adjustments and all that. I don't want any of that. Finish them off, get healthy, and get on to the next round, which I think whoever you play, I don't think you're going to have much trouble with or without Porzingis. I don't think there's much left here in the East. The pace and Miles Turner, I think you could probably handle. I think you can handle the Knicks. I think you can handle all these teams. But it's going to be a lot worse for you if you drag the series out.
Here's what Bam Adebayo said after the game last night about the dust-up there with Tatum, which, by the way, I get being done with Miami and being done with the whole edge they bring and all the missed jump shots that they have. I get being done with that.
Bam, what was the explanation given to you on that play in the fourth quarter there with Jason?
Bro, I don't even know, dog. We just gonna move on from that. You gonna get me fined?
You're probably getting yourself fined by sticking your feet.
You got a player and you're getting fined, stupid.
Sticking your feet under people.
He was so mad about that. Like, the game was ending and he was still bitching about it. And it's like, you did something stupid. You've been in this league long enough to know that, like,
it was a big situation. I mean, Miami was on a little bit of a run there when all that happened.
They cut it to
13. Hero missed a free throw because Horford got teed up, I think. And that would have cut it to 12. But Hero missed the free throw. Tatum made his at the other end. The game was over.
Real quick on that, Al Horford, if you're going to get a technical, earn your technical.
Horford is sneaky, very dirty.
It's like he bumped him. Like, if you're really that mad about it, excuse me, sir. Could you please get out of my teammate's way?
I could stand to see Horford does all that stuff intentionally. And so maybe I shouldn't give Bam the benefit of the doubt if I'm going to get on Horford there, but Horford's sneaky, dirty.
Ryan wanted to see him like Draymond Green.
Yes.
Just go back up, choke hold him from behind.
Tyler Hero back picked into the 10th row.
It said Bam and Tatum look like the Logan Airport runway. All the planes clipping each other.
Oh. I was like, how does that work?
I didn't follow. Our buddy Brandon is in Boston. What's going on, Brandon?
Hey, what's going on, guys? So, you know, the Celtics, they're still good without Porzingis. You know, maybe it was a hydration thing where his leg locked up, but they have guys that can make the offense respectable. Believe it or not, Cornette and Tillman and Al Horford, those guys can shoot threes. They probably can't do it as a high clip like Porzingis, but they can make it respectable where Bam is coming out the paint to defend.
I'm not worried about the Heat matchup, Brandon. But, like, you guys are right. They're going to have to play some spot minutes off the bench to fill out the rotation.
No, I think they're in good shape if Luke Kornet's shooting more threes.
Okay, but you understand what I'm saying. Now we're talking about the eighth or ninth guy. Horford can play 30 minutes. You don't think Horford can give you 30 minutes in a playoff run?
He did it last night. Okay. I don't really want to be counting on that if you're going to need him in the Eastern Conference Finals or the Finals. That's what I'm saying. He's 37 years old. He broke down last year.
Yeah. If he's giving you 30 minutes a night, I think you're going to be in trouble by the time you get to Denver at the end or
exactly.
Whatever it is in the Finals.
We're saying the same thing.
I think you'll be in a lot of trouble there if you're depending on Al Horford as your primary
pick. I think he's, again, at best now without Porzingis. For the time being, he's at best your number five. And he's your fifth out of five starters. Like, to me, what are we really talking about? I think he can give you 30 minutes a night. They don't ask him to do much.
Brandon raised a good point, though. Hydration. That is the sneaky culprit.
They asked Porzingis to do a lot.
Yeah.
So you'd be replacing Porzingis' output with someone that you're not asking to do very much from. I think that matters.
I don't think that's how it works. Tatum and Brown have to do more. Derek White has to do more. Drew Holiday has to do more. I don't think more is going to be on Al Horford's shoulders. Personally, I would put it on the better players. Like, you know, Tatum, who's supposed to be one of the superstars in the league. But when it comes to Porzingis, I think Arcan hit the nail on the head earlier. It's like, I don't think it's just a calf injury. And I think that's worse. Like, he rolled his ankle, then his calf barked at him. His other calf already had an issue this year. It's like, he is just breaking down.
Dude, when he first, like, came up weird, he, like, almost put his hand to his lower back. And I was like, is he having a back spasm? What is going on?
Yeah.
Because you just look at the guy and you go, it could be any 96 things happening in
it
this
It looked
body.
Like someone had like a voodoo doll.
Yeah. It did. You know what it looked like? It looked like in Space.
It looked like
in Space Jam when they steal the talent from Charles Barkley and he starts like walking funny on the court. I was like, that's happening to him.
Do you think the Celtics are good enough to win without Porzingis? They're going to have to be in the interim. Maybe they'll have him back for an Eastern Conference final or an NBA final. Powell. I think they're good enough to win without him for the rest of the playoffs. 54% agree. 46% agree with these two, saying they can't do that. You can weigh in on the phone. 617-779-7937. Let's continue with more of the Celtics night last night. Derek White, just one of the guys who's going to have to step up. He did last night. Can he keep doing it? We'll get to that with all your thoughts next.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
How young? So young.
We're young at heart. We're TikToking. We're FaceTiming. We're doing all that cool stuff.
Gather around the radio, fellow kids. It's Jones and Mego with Arcand.
I get the Spice Channel. No biggie. Come over.
On WEEI.
There it is. Career high, 38 points, 8 threes from Derek White. Man of the hour.
How did you just kind of break into the game and get the shots that you did and, you know, kind of get going to the level you did tonight? And you had some slower starts earlier in this series, but just kind of the ability to get off that many shots and be that effective early and often in this one.
Yeah. I mean, every game I kind of have the same mindset of just try to be aggressive, but just read what the game is telling you. Not force anything and just do what I need to do. And I think I got a couple good looks early, and then my team did a great job of just finding me and just empowering me to stay aggressive. So a lot of credit goes to those guys, JB, JT, KP when he's in for us, like Al. Like, I couldn't do it without any of them, and so a lot of credit goes to them and allowing me to get going and get the space that I need.
Derek White following a 38-point performance. 8 three-pointers. One of us on the show yesterday said, look out for a big night from Derek White. Wasn't me. Was it you, Mego?
It wasn't me.
Arcan?
Not I, said the fly.
Brian?
Oh, I'm sorry. What are we talking about?
When did you say that? Was that Bet Roulette? Was that the tail end of the show?
I didn't even say it on the air. I walked in here during a break and I said, this will be Derek White's
night. That wasn't even on the air. You said that. Oh, my mistake. But I'll give you full credit. If I knew it was said off the air, I wouldn't give you any credit for it. But I'll give you full credit.
Yeah, I said it off the air.
Ryan said, big night for Derek White, and it was. Text 37937. Did you really say the Celtics can handle the Knicks or Indiana without Porzingis? Yes, I did.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you see the way they played last night? They were horrible if it wasn't for Derek White. Now, look.
Kind of fair.
No, that's fair. If they play like they played last night, they're not going to beat anyone.
Derek White was like their whole offense last
night. Yeah. No.
Take away Bam Adebayo then, and what are we talking about?
Okay, but then
you take the best offensive player off the team for that night, then yeah, of course they're
But what I'm saying is, if they play like that, even with the Derek White threes in the performance, I'm not saying take Derek White away. I'm saying if they keep playing like that, they are going to start losing games in the playoffs. That's all I'm saying.
They already lost one.
They didn't play well. They didn't play well last night. And I largely don't think they played that great outside of the start of game one this whole series. I don't think they played that great. But that's how much better they are than teams. They don't need to be at full strength. They don't need to play their best game, and they still win. Yes.
Text line. LeBron is 39 and started every night. Horford's 37.
I mean, I feel a little bit, not to compare him to LeBron, but I do.
Okay.
Horford's
great, because that's dumb.
Horford's had the whole year off.
He hasn't done back-to-back.
Like, he's been completely managed all year. He should be fresh for the playoffs. So this idea that he's going to break down, I kind of reject.
I don't think he's going to break down, like, you know, Wednesday night or the next series or maybe even the series after that. But if you're going to the finals, I would like to give him a little fewer minutes than 30 minutes a night.
I don't think that was done to keep him fresh. I think that was done because he can't do that.
No, but I'm saying he should be fresh.
I mean, maybe, but I don't think he's capable of playing that much.
Okay.
Physically.
I don't think you need that much out of him. You need 30 minutes a night. I don't think you need that much. And you need it for the next month and a half because this Heat series
Cornette
is basically done.
Tillman.
Yeah, and then you have to piece together the backup big minutes. What do the Nuggets do when Jokic is out of the game? Who's their
they
big?
They have two other big guys.
Who?
Portman and the other
yeah,
one.
Yeah, so the Porter Celtics, the Celtics will go small just like the Nuggets go small. Sometimes you have to piece minutes together behind your best players, and so I'm not that worried about it. I'm not worried about their eighth or ninth guy. That's not why they're not going to win, and I don't think Porzingis prevents them from winning. David is in the car. Go ahead, David.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. So, you know, I'm very concerned about this team because without Porzingis, I don't think they can do it well. They're not playing great, and let's not forget that Miami does not have their two best players playing. You know, especially one of them, Butler. So
I'll give you Butler. I'm not going to. Who's the second one you're saying, Rozier? I'm not going to give you Rozier, but I'll give you Butler.
Well, I don't want to say best player, but the other, I forget his name now. I'm sorry, who's been out for Miami as well. But my point is, you know, Miami hasn't been playing great, and the Celtics are struggling. They lost the second game when they shouldn't have won. They won last night, but it wasn't a comfortable win. I'm not seeing a win where you can say, now this team's got it. They're going to go. I honestly feel that they can lose on the next round.
Okay, so they have to step up the way they're playing. Again, I'll grant you that. I feel like I just did that, but I'll grant you that. They have to step up the way they're playing. But if they play how they're capable, and Tatum and Brown play how they're capable, I think they can win without Porzingis. If they suck, they're not winning anyway. If Tatum's terrible, it doesn't matter if Porzingis is healthy and putting up 25 a night. If Tatum sucks, they're not winning.
Jones, if it's just about Tatum and Brown, how come they haven't done it the last 2 years?
Because Tatum and Brown have sucked when it's mattered. And so Tatum was terrible in that NBA Finals. They were both horrible last year in the Eastern Conference Final, especially Jaylen Brown turning it over 15 times a night, it felt like. So that's why. And look, I don't want to say that.
You don't think that's what they are, though. See, I'm a little, like,
exactly.
I've come around that's to what, think that that's
think
sort of what
they. Still need more support.
That's okay, so, why you got Porzingis, why you got Drew Holiday, because that's what those guys are.
But if you don't believe in Tatum and you don't believe in Brown, they're never winning. And so I believe in this team.
I believe that they're still young. I mean, they're not early in the process, but they're still
No, they're on
young.
Time. You said before, Tatum's on time. Okay, well, he's
on
time.
On time, but
I don't want to hear he's young.
Next year.
I don't want to hear he's young anymore if he's on time.
I think he still needs support. Plenty of those guys who won have support.
He has tons of support. Derek White just put up 38 points last night. Drew Holiday's won a title before. Horford has been to an NBA Finals with this team before. He's been at, like, they have tons of support is my point. And those two still need to carry them, even with all that support. And so that's how I feel about it. But it's very mixed on the text line, 37937. You guys all know the number. Disagree with Jones, especially since we lost to Denver twice this year. I have heard that a couple of times during the show today.
Two times.
Did Porzingis play in both those games?
I believe so, but okay. I'll check.
No. Maybe they'll be a little better without him.
Now, that is the flip side of that you should be driving home.
When it's one of your big men, it's a big deal, Jones. You're totally underestimating this injury just like you do everything else. I am underestimating the injury because I don't want to let Tatum and Brown off the hook and just say, oh, Porzingis broke down, which was predictable, by the way. Some of us were talking about it in October. And so it's predictable he's going to break down. This team is going to have to win without him, I think, or win without him at full strength and not 100%. They're going to have to do that. And so it's going to be about Tatum and Brown. And I don't really feel like it's a big man's league. Like, it's a wing league,
so,
and you have the wings.
But that's the thing. It's not a big man's league. I agree with you. I do think it's moving a little bit more in that direction, it's not like the classical big man, but you see what's happening with Wemby?
I agree.
Like, that is a direction that they're moving towards a little bit. I still don't think it's the predominant thing, but it is a Jokic problem.
Fine. It's 2, 5, 10 years ago.
And it can be a Rudy Gobert and Carl Anthony Towns problem.
Yeah, so that team definitely doesn't scare me. They've been playing great, but that team definitely doesn't scare me. Now they're losing to the Timberwolves without Porzingis?
No, but I think it'll be tough.
Okay. Tough, but they win?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's where I am today.
Also, these texts, 37937. First time in show history, I agree with Jones. The sky must be falling. I agree with Jones. Denver doesn't scare me. I agree with Jones. Wow, that's the what a string of text messages that was.
Please tell your wife to stop texting.
That was all Dan Greenberg.
No excuses. They don't win. It's on the Jays. Okay. That's some of the friendliest texts this show has ever received. 617-779-7937. Those are very friendly ones.
I got a DM today on Instagram that someone was very upset that I cut off the feet from a post that I did. They said, why didn't you show your feet?
Yeah, what was that about, Mego?
And I just want to tell everyone, nobody wants to see these feet. Why'd you tease us with them then, Mega? Well, I didn't include them in the post because I thought it would disgust people. Oh. These are not cute feet.
Take a look at this post.
These piggies are more like hogs.
How did this come up? How did we get back on your feet?
Because we were talking about nice DMs. And it's kind of a nice DM if someone's like, I want to see your feet.
No, that is complimentary. You
know, oh, come on, Meg. Oh, come on.
What?
That is. Let me see you it. Are teasing
let me
the
see
audience
it.
With that.
Let me see it.
You know exactly what you're
let me see
doing.
It.
Look at that.
I put a caption.
Oh, look at that
yep.
down at the bottom.
Yep.
She is that. Come on.
That's a foot thirst trap
it
is what that is.
That is a thirsty foot trap right
yep.
there.
100%.
100%. Oh, man.
Send it to Zeke.
How many times does this get screenshotted, be honest?
Send it to Zeke.
I have very feminine, lovely ankles.
Uh-huh.
It stops there. After that, it turns into like Ogre Town. It's disgusting what's happening with those feet.
Send that foot thirst trap to Zeke so all we right. can put that up on Twitch.
I'll be one of the 50,000 people that screenshotted it, I'm sure. All right, here we go.
617-779-7937. More of your thoughts here coming up. We will get to the draft as well. Not everyone a fan of the Patriots draft. We'll talk to Thor Nystrom next hour from Fantasy Pros. He ripped it. Also, Drake May sounds ready to start week one. He told us as much yesterday. Are the Patriots going to let him? We'll get to that next.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.